And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republicans that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill. A silly bill. Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with, you know, circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
Joining us, I believe, it is State Senator Bob Hedlund. Senator, how are you?
I believe.
Bob.
How are you?
Good, guys. It just dawned on me. Here I am sitting by a landline, and I'm still using my cell phone. I screwed up.
How do you do that?
I don't know. But I caught the tail end of my good friend, Rachel Kapralian's piece. So it was interesting. I caught the part about the AAA.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get to... I think we did ask about... Any changes regarding, with this new policy, whether it's, ex-registration or anything
did
like that?
Did you ask her what legal residence meant?
Well, that's something that you might want to take up with her, Bob.
Okay, but that's what, you guys are the talk show hosts. What was it, a puff piece? You just schmoozed her?
We didn't realize... Well, yeah, but, it's pretty much... Why? Is there an issue right now with this?
Well, the thing is, Bob...
Is there an issue? What planet do you live on?
Well...
To quote Barney Frank, Rossi, what planet do you spend most of your waking hours on?
The reason I'm asking is because I'm pretty sure that the legislation that passed makes it clear that you have to show proof of legal residency to close that loophole.
We'll have to roll the tape back, Bob, to check that.
The governor tried to go around us and change that. He amended the legislation that we sent. And when I say we, I'm talking bipartisan, bicameral, House and Senate, Democrats, Republicans, overwhelmingly sent a message to the governor that we want to tighten up loopholes that allow people to drive in the state that shouldn't be driving, specifically illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a Democrat initiative that added to my bill the words proof of legal residence.
Yes.
When I tried to eliminate the ex-registration provision. And the governor amended that, and all he did was take the word legal out.
Yep.
Then he vetoed it and made a change and tried to water that provision down. And we rejected overwhelmingly his veto.
That's right.
And now, so the registry was ordered to make changes. And the administration now accepts as proof of legal residence a utility bill. That's clearly not the intent of what we put in the legislation. In the legislation, it specifically said legitimate Massachusetts ID card or a Social Security card.
I didn't realize that that is what the registry was now accepting as a legal form of residency.
Thought you were briefed on that a little earlier today.
No comment.
No, hold on now. let's be fair here. Where we had the registrar on to kind of talk about a program that they are rolling out here, trying to update some software. Something that was, in the works. It wasn't a piece to have her in to attack her about some language in regards to...
Attack? Legitimate public policy issue. Talk to Matthew Denise's mother and ask who's getting attacked. The reason we did it was to close and try to prevent situations like that from happening. And this administration, and I don't know if this is even coming from the registrar. I like her. She's a friend. I co-hosted a radio show with her a number of occasions, Kim. but I don't know if it's coming from the governor's office and she's just following orders. But it is. We're going to have a major fight about this year. It's an absolute flouting of the law that we passed by this administration. It's probably coming from above her.
But can you now pass? Is it possible now to pass legislation to specify that what they can and cannot accept as legal residency?
Get that in the bill. They're ignoring.
Okay, so they're just plain ignoring
flat
it.
Flat out ignoring the legislation.
Okay.
But with proper respect, Senator, maybe if you were sitting here with us, that would have been a good question for you to put forth to her.
That's true. I probably would have.
Because listen, no one could have the same passion that you have because you are the person who did kind of help author put this bill forth, right?
Did Correct. It's my legislation.
It's your legislation. So no one's going to have the same passion as you will.
I wouldn't have gone in the tank with the Patrick administration like you did.
Wow. Wow.
Throwing a zing right there.
But that's okay. That's why we love Fido.
That's true.
I'm going to zing him back later when I get a second.
And so I'm just an innocent bystander.
Probably after I'm off the line.
No. Oh, no, Bob. I'll do it when I'm on the line with you. It's all good. So how were your holidays? How was everything up on Beacon Hill? I heard you had your staff photographer, Joe Rossi, up there taking pictures of you this past week as you were sworn in for...
No, I didn't know that he was taking pictures of me. I would have gotten him a better seat if I had known. But how are things up here? I'm cranky.
I can't tell.
We can't tell.
I'm there taking free shots of you, and I thought they were pretty good. I'm now offended. I'm actually offended now.
No, they were good shots. I'm saying if I had known, I would have got you, right down front. But things are miserable on Beacon Hill.
Why is that?
Well, for instance, the issue we just talked about. That the governor's got a transportation plan he's rolling out, which has elements that my constituents will not like. You name it, it's generally pretty bad up here right now. And then the icing on the cake was watching the interview Friday, I think it was, on Fox 25 with Sharman Cicchetti of Elizabeth Warren, our new U.S. senator, who for the last year has talked about nothing but the middle class.
And she doesn't know what it is.
Couldn't define what the middle class is the other day in an interview with Fox 25. It was the most pathetic, disappointing interview I've seen by a politician. I'll cut her some slack. She's new at this, but if this is what portends for the next 6 years, we're in trouble.
Well, here's the problem: is that she was voted in, and she's going to be in 6 years. She'll be an incumbent, and folks will not remember. Well, there'll be very few who will remember this moment, these missteps that she's taking now.
Yeah, it's true.
Missteps. I mean, you can't tell me and define for me what the middle class is after you talked about it all year. You can't tell me what the threshold should be to define, where the tax hike is for the rich. You can't tell me what define rich and middle versus middle class. You can't tell me where that dividing line is.
Isn't there some shame on the Brown campaign for not confronting her on those issues during the campaign? Because that would have been a great moment during the campaign to catch her on camera.
But did the Brown campaign play it safe? Did they feel that they had a lead, were they afraid to attack her?
No, they didn't play it safe at all. Or if they had played it safe, they wouldn't have run those ads about her being Native American.
I think Joe makes one point. I think the one area that Brown could have made done a better job was not let her steal the mantle of being the guardian of the middle class. If you look at their backgrounds and, some of the breaks they've had in life, she has no claim over knowing the middle class more than he does.
Yeah.
But she just repeated herself incessantly on that. The words hammer and the words middle class. But I don't understand a professor at Harvard, a law professor at Harvard, making the coin she makes, somehow carrying the mantle for the middle class.
I'll never understand it. I
don't either. Well, to bring things back to Beacon Hill, one question for you. I know the governor has been talking about 9C cuts, and he wants to make all kinds of cuts for the current fiscal year. Did you guys just recently receive information regarding revenues for December and how they look?
It was good news in the sense that, but it was some one-time collections that bumped it up. The problem is, if you look at the complete trend line, we're still not hitting, this was an anomaly because of some one-time collections, we're still not hitting what our revenue projections were.
So what does this mean for January and February? What if we have similar numbers?
No one knows what it means for January or February yet. If January and February are like what we've seen over the trend lines for the last 6 months, it's not good.
Right. Interesting.
Well, Bob, maybe it may make you feel a little better that I was at an event on Friday afternoon. I was sitting at a table of people, and they all asked me, you're with Bob Hedlund, aren't you? And I said, yes. And the praise for you was it was just unbelievable. There was all kind words coming from both Democrats and Republicans sitting
obviously,
at the table. I was there.
You're still in suck up mode after getting done with Rachel Kaprielian.
Wow, I'm trying.
Judy's whipping
wow.
you.
Wow. I guess so. I'm trying to give you some encouragement because
he doesn't want to hear it. He's cranky.
Said, yeah, you, because
he's a
you
cranky,
said you were in a cranky
he's
mood.
He's a cranky old lawmaker who's upset right now.
Can I give you some positive news?
I'm trying to give you
something.
Positive news.
Joe Rossi, you know, his pet issue. Two things. The Coastal Coalition we have here is actually looking. Joe, you can take this and maybe get back to us. But we're looking for some folks. Give us some input from a local perspective, South Shore perspective, on erosion issues. If you have anyone down there that has expertise in that area, we would like to get some input as we prepare some legislation for the coming year. And also the good news on the issue of seawalls, as you know, I've been working with my colleague Jim Cantwell on advancing a funding piece for seawalls.
Yeah.
And we kind of tagged on to a dam safety bill that was kicking around here all year, and we basically rescued, I was involved in some discussions that rescued the bill on the last day of the formal sessions, and we actually got it passed on the last day of sessions in January, just obviously last week. So that's good news. There's only $17 million in the fund at the moment, but at least we now have a mechanism.
Yep.
And we hope to replenish that fund and use that as a means to get some money out to communities to upgrade seawalls. We do know that our unmet needs are closer to, a couple billion. So it's a start.
Yeah, the requests, when I was talking to DCR about this, they said their requests are somewhere in the billion-dollar range for as prepared work that they need, that requested work.
Right.
Not even work that's been done or needs to be done, so...
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, Senator, we've reached the top of the hour. Anything in closing?
No, you guys covered it all. And you might be up. I think Ed needs to submit this, your show tonight, to AP for an Edward R. Murrow Award for the probing questions that you hit the registrar with.
Why, thank you.
Bob, the one thing you've done this conversation is sufficiently put me in a worse mood than I started out in.
Glad I could help.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station, 95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.